Hello everyone. In this session today, we are going to view one of the most common issues when configuring cloud PBX with on-premises PSTN connectivity. I like to call to this feature the hybrid voice. This is one of the new features that companies are starting to adopt more and more. And there are also other new features like Cloud PBX and also Skype meeting broadcast that are also cool new features. But let's now focus on our main topic for today, which is troubleshooting Cloud PBX with on-premises PSTN connectivity. So for today, we have the following scenario. Skype for Business hybrid deployment. A user hosted in Office 365 and customer has PSTN services integrated on premises. So this means that we will have a user that was migrated from the on-premises environment to the online, and the voice provider is going to be hosted on premises, and we will create a bridge between the on-premises to the online between these two systems. And how this is configured. So I have here described in this TechNet article all the steps that are required to implement this new feature, okay? So we have in this TechNet deploy Cloud PBX with on-premises PSTN connectivity in Skype for Business Server 2015 or Link Server 2013, okay? So In resume, the steps that are needed are: enable the users for enterprise voice on premises, assign a voice routing policy, synchronize users to the cloud and assign licenses, move Cloud PBX users to the Skype for Business online, and in the end, enable users for enterprise voice online and Cloud PBX voicemail. So this is one of the most common issues that are seen nowadays, okay, which is users cannot establish outbound calls using the local PSTN gateway. So when a user tries to dial in the public number, he gets the following message in his client: call was not completed or has ended. If we take and capture the logs from this scenario, okay, we will see that the client log displays 403 forbidden, okay. This means that the invite returned by the on-premises outbound routing a forbidden message, okay. The cause for this issue can be because the user is not assigned a voice routing policy on-premises. Can be also that the user voice routing policy does not contain PSTN usage, or the user is not assigned a policy that allows the type of calls the user is making. Okay, so to resolve this issue, okay, we have three ways of doing it. First one, you should verify and correct the on-premises voice routing policy assigned to the user. Then force their sync synchronization if changes are made on premises, and then sign the user out and back and tests its outbound calling if it works, okay? So in our lab today, okay, I have a user exactly with this issue. So if I look into the voice routing policy, okay, I only have one, and all of my users are configured in the global one, okay? So the first thing I notice is that the PSTN usage is not configured, okay? So this is mainly our problem, okay? So in order to fix this, we have two options. Or we edit the global voice routing policy and we edit the PSTN usage, or the second option is create a new voice routing policy, which I recommend. So we will keep the global policy, and for the users that will be migrated to the cloud, we will have a special policy to them. So in this case, I have done a couple of tests, so that's why I have this comment here, but let's create here a new one. Let me check it here. It's easier to copy and paste. So basically what we are doing is new dash CS voice routing policy space dash identify identity, then we specify the name. I have pasted hybrid voice, it's the name of the voice routing policy. Then we will have to configure the PSTN usage for local and long distance, okay? So at the moment we will have two policies, okay? And as we can see, the PSTN usage is configured to local and long distance. After this, the only thing you need to do is to configure the users that are hosted in online, and you wanted to them to use the on-premises voice keep voice features, okay? So the voice is going to be routed through the local PBX, okay? So the only thing you need to do to these users is assign a voice routing policy. And the issue that we saw previously here is not going to show anymore, okay? As long as the user is enterprise voice enabled, also in the cloud, okay? So this ends our session for today. Hope you enjoyed. I'm looking forward also to bring you new troubleshooting steps for these new kind of issues, okay? Hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much.